In recent years, Steven Spielberg has kept himself busy with distinguished historical dramas like Lincoln and The Post, so it's nice to see him jumping back feet first into a sci-fi adventure for kids. Ready Player One is tuned into the 80s, not just in terms of Spielberg's pop culture peak, but the video game buzz of the era. For that, we can muster, at least two cheers. The year is 2045, and just about everybody lives in virtual reality. No wonder, since in futuristic Columbus, Ohio, their version of the projects are trailer homes stacked on top of each other and reaching to the skies. The hero, young Wade Watts, played by Ty Sheridan, escapes like everyone else into the VR paradise called The Oasis, where you can become the handsome avatar of your dreams and have all sorts of adventures. However, even here, the old rules of Vegas prevail and you can lose your, stuff. The Oasis's Steve Jobs-like creator, James Halliday, passed on a challenge before he died. He left three keys in the game, Easter eggs in gamer parlance, and whoever finds all three keys will inherit his fortune. But among the legion of so-called gunters, that's Easter egg hunters, no one has succeeded in finding even one. Could young Wade succeed? Of course he can. His avatar name is Z, or Parzival, named for the knight who sought the Holy Grail. He's aided in the Oasis by his best buddy, the Hulk-like H, a dashing heroine Artemis, played by Olivia Cooke, who looks in VR like a sexy Tinkerbell, and a gang of friends. Against him is the corporate bad guy Sorrento, played by Australian actor Ben Mendelsohn, the villain from Star Wars Rogue One. For much of the time, it looks like Spielberg is directing an animated film, and he sets it spinning at a furious pace. The writers, Ernest Cline, adapting his own novel, and Zach Penn, a veteran of Marvel comic movies, have sucked up every pop culture reference they can imagine into a blender and charged it up to 1.21 gigawatts. Some cultural icons appear from other eras. We have King Kong, Monty Python, the Iron Giant, but the film's affection is certainly for the 80s and comes through when the heroes, for one challenge, plunge into the world of The Shining. Elsewhere, the good guys pull out a Zemeckis cube, referring to the director from Back to the Future. That film's composer, Alan Silvestri, is also on hand to supply the music, one of the very few times Spielberg has not teamed up with John Williams. While the action explodes on the big screen, you can just imagine the film geeks racing each other to catalog every single movie/TV/musical reference in the movie. That will keep them so busy they won't notice how conventional the story and the characters are. Like the Goonies, they're just good enough. One of the ongoing mysteries concerns the hero's avatar friends and who they might be in real life. The revelations, when they come, are mildly interesting, but there are no shots or surprises. The young actors are competent and likable. The most fun from a performance is watching British actor Mark Rylance slip into the awkward guise of Halliday, the Silicon Valley-style genius. Ready Player One is a lot of fun, but it's not a Spielberg classic. It runs the score up to about the fourth of five levels. For the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Part City Film Series, I'm Rick Broth.